This is John Dodds on WDIY Allentown 88.1. My guest is a multi-Grammy award winner and veteran of over 40 albums. He co-founded the seminal fusion group Return to Forever, and he returns to our area to play the historic Moorchunk Opera House in Jimthorpe this Friday, June the 27th. I'm talking with Philly-born bass legend Stanley Clark. Welcome back to WDIY, Stanley.
Okay, I'm happy to be back. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you. We'll talk in a moment about your concert and your special lineup, but you're also off to Europe in July with Chick Corea to perform the songs of Return to Forever. Tell us about the duet concept.
Well, the duet concert's going to be something really, really special because me and Chick, about a year ago, we decided, how could we, let's play together and do some duets in Japan. So we went over to Japan, and going over there, we decided, let's take some of the music, the written music from Return to Forever, and transcribe it to acoustic duet music for piano and bass, acoustic piano, acoustic bass. And we did it, and it went over so well because a lot of those tunes, like Spain and many of the tunes from the Electric albums, which had acoustic music anyway, Romantic Warrior, it's a song, No Mystery, you know, they translated so well to duet music because the songs were written so well and they have very, like, profound melodies. So when we did them, you know, the fans knew the songs, and it was kind of like a jazz fusion unplugged, you know, and then went so well. We thought, well, let's do it again. So we decided we would go to Europe in July. So we're going to pretty much all of July we're going to be over there doing that. And it's really fun. It's actually very demanding because we have to play all the parts, you know, and keep the rhythm going and soloing, and it's really cool. It's definitely a great challenge for me. I'm digging it.
Fusion Unplugged. Europe are going to be very lucky. We talked last time about your special relationship with George Duke and the three albums you created together. Since that time, we heard of his untimely passing. Tell us about some of the special times you shared together on Disc and Off.
Well, you know, with George, it was an untimely passing, and, you know, it's still at times it seems a bit surreal. I met George like in 1971, maybe beginning of 72, I forget. It was really a nice experience when I met him. I met him in a hotel. We were staying on the same floor. We both came out of our rooms at the same time. Kind of this unusual synchronicity, like the doors opened the same time. We walked out, faced each other, almost like gunfighters, you know. But it was the complete opposite. And he came to me. He says, "Are you Stanley Clark?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Are you George Duke?" Because I had heard about him. And we've been friends ever since then, made lots of records, lots of music, kind of had like a brother kind of a relationship, you know. When we're in town, we were always over each other's houses, and families were close, and he's a great, great musician. He was a guy that could do a lot of things well, and he was not stuck to any one genre. You know, I really like musicians like that. His footprint went across many different genres of music, and I really admire him for that. He has a certain skill set as a producer that now there's kind of a void there. There's like singers. Well, what I mean by that is like there are singers like Jeffrey Osborne, Al Jarreau, Howard Hewitt. That I guess kind of I call them kind of progressive R&B jazz singers that. They sing, but they like to have nice chords, and great musicians, usually jazz musicians, play on their records, but their records are like pop records, but they like really good musicians playing on there. And George was a master at producing these type of records. He did every record for Jeffrey Osborne and did a lot of records with Al Jarreau, and that's really... really something.
Well, you created some truly soulful music together. I've chosen the haunting Fingerprints off the Three album.
Right.
This is John Dodds with bass legend Stanley Clark on WDIY Allentown 88.1 FM. Stanley, you recorded an album in 2007 called The Toys of Men, which went to number two in the contemporary chart. It was a war-inspired album, and unfortunately it's still a relevant subject in these times. What inspired you to make the album?
I was watching too much CNN news. I was watching a lot of news and, you know, the results of the, you know, Iraqi war. I had some relatives that were over there. You know, it's really interesting. Usually audiences can, they can relate to singers that write stuff about current events. It's easier to perceive that because when singers, they have lyrics, you know, so it's, but sometimes, you know, instrumental musicians, you know, have that too. You know, it's just that we don't have the benefit of lyrics, which make it really easy to, so you can perceive. Those songs there were, you know, especially The Toys of Men was a direct result of feelings I had about that.
Well, we're going to hear a track off the album I was playing at the weekend. The album Toys to Men, featuring the talented bassist and vocalist Esperanza Spalding, entitled All Over Again. This is John Dodds with Stanley Clarke on WDIY Allentown. Stanley, you've toured with such luminaries as Jeff Beck, Keith Richards, and Stuart Copeland. Stuart, together with Joe Walsh and the Harlem String Quartet, featured on your upcoming album, Up, planned for release at the end of September. How did you choose the lineup, and what can we expect?
Well, this album is different in the sense that I did this record with more of my friends. It was really that simple, you know. I was making a record, and I thought, you know, I'm going to have a lot of fun doing this record. It's funny because I thought of George Duke a lot while I was making this record, because George would never allow himself to be put in a position where he would record where it wasn't fun. He'd always make sure the environment was really nice, and I thought about that. And all those guys that you mentioned, and some others that are on the record, they're high level musicians, but really good people. We had a lot of fun making this record. It was very enjoyable.
Well, we look forward to hearing it. Your concert on Friday features two rather special musicians who played with you recently at the Music Fest Cafe here. They are Mike Mitchell, an amazing 19-year-old Dallas drummer who has already received 11 Downbeat Awards, and Baker Goshashvili, an 18-year-old piano prodigy from Georgia and Eastern Europe. Yeah. Who's already played Montreux Jazz Festival, Birdland, and with you at the Blue Note. How do you find and develop these phenomenal kids?
Well, they're around. You know, there's a layer of young musicians that are around, that are available, and they're just waiting for people to see them. There's a lot. Becca's a tremendous pianist from Georgia. It's a great story. You know, he was found over there. Condoleezza Rice had a lot to do with him coming to the United States. She found him around the time, I think, Russia was getting ready to bomb Georgia. And so she decided to get him out because he was too precious. And so that's basically what happened there. So we can thank her for that. And Mike came through a very serious program in Dallas. They have a very good school system down there. So it's nice.
Well, having seen the Music Fest Cafe one, I think people are in for a treat. Promises to be another great concert. Just a reminder, you can catch Stanley Clarke and his talented lineup at Mauchonk Opera House, Jim Thorpe, this Friday, June 27th, box office 570-325-0249. Stanley, as always, the greatest of pleasures. Come back soon when new album's out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
We're going to finish with a track from Stanley's recent album, The Stanley Clarke Band, featuring Hiromi, the classic No Mystery. WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM. Thank you.
The top of 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 the top of